This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 2nd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We're in a new month, a new season, and have reached the half-year mark of 2022. Plus, once again, we're celebrating this wonderful country of ours. Our lives have had challenges beyond COVID, and we're here surviving as best we can. Each of us lives our own lives, have our own dreams, set our own goals, and we each have the option of how we deal with our day and our future. Last Saturday, we talked about how life is not always smooth, and that stumbling, falling, and failing are part of our journey. As Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, I encourage people to assess and edit their wardrobe seasonally. We have clothes we can easily release because in this new season, we've outgrown our clothes in some way. They may no longer fit us physically or no longer express the who we are today. The eye of this date and time is different from before. We are all works in progress and life goes on. Each day presents a fresh opportunity for us. We can be creatures of habit and live a zombie-like existence, or we can choose to step forward each day and enjoy life's journey. As we move to make our dreams come true, we encounter challenges. How we react to them determines if we succeed to reach our goals. We each have the right to live our life on our own terms. We can move at our own pace, and as we live, we owe it to ourselves to review our lives and edit as necessary so we stay true to our current selves, so we stay focused and are able to move forward. Albert Einstein is quoted as saying, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results." We sometimes find we live each day doing the same thing. The pattern is comfortable, but let's call it what it is, a rut. To move forward in life, to fulfill our purpose, to succeed in whatever brings us joy, we must take action, break the routine, and go all in, regardless of the possibility that we may fail. Failure is part of life and life's successes, a stepping stone, so long as we learn from it. Failure helps us grow, and the jolt pushes us to reevaluate, edit, refresh, and helps us step forward. My uncle survived World War II living with his two brothers in a farm well. He never gave up. He lived with discomfort and believed it would end if he kept going each day, one day at a time. My uncle Morris used to say, "Only a goat looks back and goes back. We must go forward and do our best. Keep trying to succeed." He did. We all can seek a path to our future, and when we encounter challenges, we can find a way through or around them and proceed. It's up to us to nurture ourselves so we can be well and strong and capable of going on. You've heard it here on this show several times. Stress shortens our lives and drains us. So we need to edit stressors out. Stay away from negative people and situations. Learn to say no. Take time to recharge so that we can stand and live well. When we set our goals and parameters and take charge of our lives, we can prepare ourselves for the next leg of our journey with whatever we feel necessary to proceed. We may have failed, but with the lessons of failures and a renewed effort and a different approach, we can continue to move on and get closer to making our dreams real. We need not focus on the risks and negative possible outcomes. Rather, we can have a positive focus and do what we need to do to be happy and productive in our lives and go forward. Along with the experience from failure, we can learn from experts and benefit from their education and experience and be empowered to go for our dreams. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you now and available each day. We offer complimentary consultations. Our contact information is on marylins.ca. Just click on radio and then look at the sponsor expert list. Or as always, you are welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. So with positive thoughts in our minds, knowing we are not alone and that we have a team to guide us, let's get started and learn from the experts. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what do you have for us today?
This week, I'm going to continue the discussion about the markets and economy that Darren started last week. If you've been listening to the news or looking at your statements, you know that year-to-date has not been an enjoyable one for investors. Relatively speaking, the Canadian market has held decently well, but it's still been down over 10% year-to-date. The S&P 500 in the U.S. has been down over 20%, and the NASDAQ, the tech-weighted index, has been down over 30%. And even those less risky investments called bonds, they've been down over 13% as measured by the Canadian core bond universe. So what's going on? Why is the market doing what it's doing? We have this push and pull going on, like a battle between good and evil. Corporate balance sheets and on the whole corporate earnings are some of the good things. But there are things like inflation and supply chain issues that we're contending with on the bad side. And this battle between good and evil makes for volatile investing. What the market is debating, particularly in the U.S., is this a recession now, soon, later, or maybe still a long way off? So what is a recession? Technically, it's defined as 2 consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. Q1 in the U.S. was a negative surprise. Will Q2 also be negative? It's possible, only time will tell. And that's the point I want to make about recessions. They are only determined in hindsight. It's only when we look back, and sometimes with a significant lag, that we can say, yes, that was a recession. And what I want investors to keep in mind is that markets look forward. It is entirely possible that when we look back with hindsight, we say that the market year to date has been telling us that the U.S. went into a recession this year. But remember, markets look forward. They will start to look forward to recovery. So if fear of recession is what's driving the equity markets this year, what lessons can we learn from past recessionary markets? markets typically decline going into the recession, but bottom months before the recession ends. They then look forward to the economy eventually recovering, and the markets turn higher in anticipation. On average, markets decline 29%. The mean is a decline of 24% in a recession. Interesting, the S&P 500 at one point in June was down about 24.5%. 1 year later, after the bottom, on average, the S&P 500 is up 40%, effectively recovering all of its losses. 2 years later, on average, the S&P 500 is higher by 54% from the bottom. And so my encouragement today is that we've been here before and we've recovered. Not only that, but time and time again throughout history, the market has not just recovered, but continued to make new highs. What's important is that for those who are retired or nearing retirement, that your portfolio is set up to weather these storms, that shorter-term noise doesn't derail your longer-term plans. By having a portfolio you're comfortable sticking with when times get tough, but that can also continue to provide a reliable income. During times of market decline, do you have a place that income can come from that isn't down nearly as much as the market? Or are your withdrawals simply adding to your declines, making it ever harder for your portfolio to recover? Times like this is where your investment and income strategy gets tested. It's time to ask, is yours passing the test?
I take a breath to take everything you've said in. But basically, if we're anxious, we need to talk to our advisor. And if anyone listening wants some advice about how to weather this storm, feel free to call Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and the Farwell Group. The number, Leslie?
416-863-7501.
416-863-7501, the Farwell Group. Rather than wonder what's going to happen, ask your questions, get your answers, and weather the storm without biting your fingernails. Leslie, thank you for that information. It was very enlightening, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Leslie. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll get a message from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and speak with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about something called functional lab testing. And we really use functional lab testing to get to the root cause of many issues and many illnesses. So really, a successful journey really needs a good map. So that's what functional lab testing does. When we think of conventional medicine, it typically focuses on one aspect of that journey. So testing is generally narrow in scope and focuses on a couple, maybe one or two specific symptoms. Whereas when we talk about functional lab testing, it really has the ability to look at the entire body, because really our health isn't just a collection of siloed processes, but it's really a complex network. So we really want to examine our overall health. So what is functional lab testing? Functional lab testing, as the name implies, it aims to determine how the body is functioning really as a unit. So we might do things like blood tests, and those could be even conventional blood tests, for example, but we might also do things like saliva testing, stool samples, and urine testing. And the data gathered through these tests really help to determine our overall health. So, for example, the impact of nutrition, stress, the environment, hormones, genetics, even toxins on our body. And it really helps to assess even the state of our microbiome. That's the bacteria in our gut. And it can have a huge impact on the rest of our body. So we really need to look at a couple of examples of functional testing. So I'm just going to talk about two today, and then next week I'll talk about a few more. So one of the first tests we focus on is, for example, hormone panels. For those people that are having some issues around hormones, hormones really affect our overall health, and unbalanced levels of things like cortisol, DHEA, many of our hormones that we typically think about can all impact our well-being and can actually make it difficult to diagnose through standard tests. So some of the symptoms that we often look at when we're treating, when we're looking at hormone panels are things like weight problems, mood issues, and even fatigue. Other hormonal tests, or I should say other key functional tests, include things like gut health assessments. So when we think of a gut health assessment, it's actually, the gut is actually a frequently overlooked function, and it has broad implications because even, for example, cardiovascular health might be impacted by the gut microbiome. So we might do things like stool analysis, something called SIBO breath test. SIBO stands for small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and it can gauge the amount of bacteria in our small intestine and our ability to digest even. And another test that's often done through naturopathic clinics is something called zonulin antibody testing. And zonulin is a protein. It helps maintain the correct degree of permeability in our gut. So it really helps to diagnose something called leaky gut syndrome, which is often associated with food sensitivities. So next week I'm going to talk about a few more key functional tests that patients might be interested in. But in the meantime, if they wanted to get more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, I always learn from you, but this was very informative. Thank you, Dr. Betty. And if you want to speak to Dr. Betty, a complimentary consultation by phone or in person, take down the number 905-707-2001 or log on to her website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Thanks again, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about functional lab testing next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is away on holiday, but he's lived up to his word and sent us a message. He writes, I wanted to share some relevant information about how our hot and humid summer weather affects hearing aids. Hearing aids don't like extreme temperatures, and they certainly don't work well being wet. We recently had a gentleman come to see us. His hearing aids were making a beeping noise. He thought it was an issue with the batteries, but it turns out that it was the hearing aids telling him that there was something wrong with the hearing aids. When we heard the beeps ourselves, we understood that the hearing aids were reporting that moisture had gotten inside the hearing aids and were causing a service tone. We placed his hearing aids in our active hearing drying equipment, and it solved the problem. If you have hearing aids, make sure that they stay clean and dry. It will make a lot of difference for the durability of the hearing aids. We have active drying equipment called Drylux at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. So if you wish us to dry your hearing aids, please set a time and a date so that we can check them. And if in fact they need drying, we will use the Drylux. Also, if you wish to dry your hearing aids at home and eliminate moisture, the Drylux is available for sale at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. To find out more or to set an appointment to have your hearing aids checked, please give us a call at 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto services all brands of hearing aids and sells them as well. And they have the equipment that will keep your hearing aids working properly. If it comes to drying, remember Drylux. And to find out more, give them a call at 416-754-4327. Edmondville will be away next week, but I'm sure he'll send us another message. In a moment, we'll speak with Linda Miller, matchmaker and Cupid of From a Woman's Perspective.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
You're ready to meet someone new. You've met a few new people, but unfortunately no one who makes your heart sing. Don't give up. Our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions not only has good people to introduce you to, she also coaches, so each date you go on can be a learning experience and take you closer to meeting the right person. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had this lovely daughter call. Her name was Susanna, and she was calling for her mother, Faith, who was she was very pro her mother. She said, you know, her father had been a great guy, and the two of them had been married, and they had such a wonderful life traveling all over. And Faith was now just putting all her energy into her grandchildren. So it was about when could she see them, babysitting for the daughter. I want my mom to have more than that. I want her to have a full life, the kind of life she had with her dad, with Susanna's dad. And they had had such a great time. They had traveled, spent time in Florida. And she said, you know, I just want that for my mom again. I want her to have an opportunity to be in a relationship, to be in love again. Some kids that are not so positive about their parents, you know, joining a matchmaking service and meeting someone new. Sometimes it's really hard to see a parent move on and have another life after a parent dies. And so it was just lovely that Susanna had called, and she was so concerned about Faith and having her join the service. So actually, when we did the interview, Susanna and Faith came together and they sat with me, and Susanna kept cutting in saying, oh, you know, my mom's great at this, and she's, you know, just so much fun, and she's a great tennis player, and, you know, she just kept chipping in and giving all this information about faith. So it was really, really nice to see. And sometimes, you know, kids forget that their parents are kind of beings that are, you know, require more than just children and grandchildren. They're people that, you know, want a romantic life and want to travel and want to have a full life. So it was so nice to see.
Well, it's nice to know that second chances do exist and that children can be supportive of parents, and that you see that. If someone has a parent or maybe a child that they want to introduce to someone new, maybe you as Cupid could introduce them to someone new. If someone wants to understand matchmaking in 2022, how do we reach you?
So I'm always happy to do a free consultation. You just give our office a call at 416-777-6302. Or there is a chat feature on our website. Our website is a wealth of information. I give all sorts of dating advice at mistyriverintros.com. And there's a chat feature that if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone or if you have questions, that's an actual person that's answering your questions when you type in your questions. It's not a computer or a robot. It's an actual person.
So love can happen the second or even the third time around. Cupid does exist. And for From a Woman's Perspective listeners, the name is Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. And the number to get started with information and coaching if you wish, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. You can have second and third chances and as many as you want, and you can learn from your mistakes and go forward. The idea is to have the right expert guiding you. And when it comes to romance and life and living, it's Linda Miller, our Cupid and matchmaker. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And this week, we get pillar two of the four pillars of healthy aging. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to speak with you. So last week, we talked about the first pillar of healthy aging, which is nutrition and making good choices, putting healthy fuel in your body. The second pillar and the focus for today is all about activity. You know, there's a saying in physics that a body in motion stays in motion. And what that really means is the more you do, the more you'll be able to do. And what I want to encourage everyone to do is to be active every day. Now, that doesn't mean going to the gym every day. It means thinking like an athlete and being more active. Walking to the bus stop, taking the stairs, meeting a friend for tennis or squash or pickleball or golf or whatever, rather than coffee and lunch and dinner. Instead of sitting around and watching a movie, why not go for a walk or rock climbing, take a yoga class, dance classes, Pilates? Just in general, the more we do, the more we'll be able to do. And, you know, Marilyn, sometimes patients tell me that they're very, very tired and they're tired all the time. And what we know is often people sit around so much. We've been sitting in front of our computers doing Zoom calls for about 2 years. And our muscles have memory, and we need to get going and get our muscles stronger so that we feel stronger. And I think one of the things that everyone can relate to is in the old days when people had surgery, they stayed in bed for 5 or 10 days after having surgery. These days, we get you up and get you out of bed the first day post-operatively. The more you do, the stronger your muscles are, the better you're going to be able to handle activity and keep your independence. And that's what it's all about when we think about healthy aging. It's being independent as we grow older.
Well, we all want to grow older, but we want to do it and be healthy. And your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, makes sense of medical advice and guides us to healthy aging. If you want a GPS to your best health as you age, think of the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available at Amazon and in all good bookstores, and I have signed copies at my store if you wish to order one. You can call me at 416-504-6777, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I look forward to the third pillar next week, Dr. Brown. Thank you for this so far.
See you on the golf course, Marilyn.
I look forward to it. We'll keep moving.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
You're looking for a property north of Toronto by scouring the internet, but the information doesn't make you feel comfortable. When you look at it, the picture looks great. Then you run up north to take a look at it, and it doesn't match the statistics you saw or the photograph on the net. Learn from your experience. Don't chase around. Just speak to a realtor who listens to you, get a true sense of what you want, and help you narrow the field and find exactly what you want with no surprises unless they're better ones. That realtor can be Melanie Martin, and she's here right now with her deal of the week. So good morning, Melanie.
Yes. Hello, Marilyn. And yes, I always have a deal of the week for you, but I thought this week we'd maybe chat a little bit about saving these customers of mine time and money. And that's what I do, because as an expert real estate agent, I look at the listings and I surmise what is going on. Are the room sizes really as large as they show in the pictures? Or is there something missing in the listing that I maybe want to call that agent and find out before I bring my people up from Toronto? So what I'm going to say is the pictures nowadays, they look so big and spacious, but you get to the property and it's a tiny little living room. The bedrooms are tiny. It's only a little two-piece washroom you can't turn around in. My job is to really find out what you really, really want and start searching for that ahead of time. Because if you're searching the internet, you're going to find there's beautiful pictures and there's virtual tours and there's different sites, and you have to go to every different site to find the same thing that I'm going to offer you on MLS. So our systems have all those properties on the MLS system. So if I know what you want, I will be shopping for you every morning. Because you know what you want, you explain to me your dream, and I do a little shopping every morning, and I know what to discount. I know what to say is, this is tweaking me. I have an intuitive feeling that you guys are going to connect with this property. And that has happened time and time again for my customers. And that's why actually an old client has called me from New Brunswick, because they want to move back to Ontario. So they said, Melanie, can you help us promote that property even in Ontario? I said, I will do anything for you. So what I did was I put it on my Facebook and my LinkedIn, and I actually surmised what's going on with the property that you're not selling. So I looked at that virtual tour and I said, you know, you may want to redo a few things. The beautiful thing about your property is that you overlook this beautiful riverfront and you have a view of the Appalachian Mountains. This should be expressed first and foremost when we're promoting your property. So in other words, it's not my listing, but I'm going to help these people out because they're going to move back to Ontario and they're going to use the MLS. So I'm going to just chat quickly about the property. It's about a 3,000 square foot of finished space between the basement with above grade windows and a two-story brand new building. So this is a brand new home, and it's situated on 40 beautiful acres. It used to be a farm parcel. So now you could probably have your hobby farm there. And everyone seems to be wanting to get more information about what's happening out east. The prices are still good out there. And this property has seen a reduction recently from $699 down to $649. So I'm really recommending that if you are thinking of going out east, I won't be your realtor, but I'll certainly put you on to someone that's going to do the same kind of job that I do, which is take care of my people. And I can say a couple more things about the property. It does have a home with 6 bedrooms and 3.5 washrooms. So if you're thinking of going out east with extended family, you might want to look at this property. So that's my deal of the week, Marilyn. What do you think? Because there's a few tips thrown in there, too.
Well, it's good to know that you're a client's personal shopper. I think it was a good way of putting it. You definitely filter out what isn't necessary. And if someone's going to deal with you for property north of Toronto, and I guess even in the on the East Coast, it's Melanie Martin who's going to look at things, who's going to spend the time on the computer, who's going to go out and walk the property before she wastes your time. Because it's about finding the right property at the right price, wherever it is. And that's what you're really dedicated to do, are you not, Melanie?
Oh, I'm on top of it like sticky on rice, and I take care of my clients.
So if someone wants to talk to you about finding either land or a home or a cottage and get a real sense of what their money can buy, how do we reach you?
Call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. And I can't believe that you can get a 6-bedroom gorgeous new home on 40 acres for $649,000. For anyone listening and wanting to go down to the East Coast, this might be a great opportunity. Just call Melanie at 1-800-357-4193. And you'll have to find another deal of the week next week, Melanie.
Oh, yes, I'm already on the hunt, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
You too. Thank you. CARP never quits in its advocacy to make life better for those who age in Canada. To explain more about CARP and its focus and benefits, we have its Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer, Bill Van Gorder. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thanks for having me back again. You're correct, of course. We all want to know what we can do to ensure that we have a better life for seniors right across the province, and that's what CARP is doing. CARP's not only determined to hold government's feet to the fire and make sure they follow their promises to deal with the 5 CARP demands during the past election, but we also expect them to look at other areas of the good health, the good care for seniors in the province. We expect that Premier Ford, the new health minister, Sylvia Jones, the long-term care minister, Paul Calandra, and seniors minister, Raymond Chu, along with Peter Valvey, have trouble pronouncing your name, the minister of finance, get them to follow through on their provinces to look after the entire person in our province. Yes, we're concerned about home care and better revitalizing home care in the province. We're very concerned about the problems we've had in long-term care, and that's important too. And we also want to make sure that people have access to adequate care and do adequate vaccines and adequate pharmaceuticals. It's one thing for the government to announce that they're available. It's another thing to make sure that the pharmacies, doctor's office, and hospitals who have them ready when older Ontarians want them. The new Ontario government also needs to have a dementia strategy, and that's something that we haven't talked about a long time. Ontario needs dementia-friendly care in the home, in the community, in the hospital. There's almost none of us who are not affected in some way, either personally with our close family or friends, with people with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. And we need increased funding for the adult day programs and social supports for those people their families and their caregivers. But, you know, even though health is really important to people, we're hearing more and more often that worry about their financial security, especially those of us who are on fixed incomes and facing rising costs and in an unpredictable economy, retirement savings that are suffer, they have to understand that the new Ontario government, especially those concerned with those of low incomes who are hardest hit by inflation, especially the cost of food and housing. And finally, we want to make sure that we're responsible for our own health, our own fitness, but government has to ensure access to the information, tools, and resources to support that kind of lifestyle. And to do that, CARP has chapters right across the province that are looking to work with their local members and local CARP members in their area so they can speak directly to their elected representatives and make sure these things happen. And another time, we'll talk about how you can become involved in actually being a part of that advocacy with your local CARP chapter. But that's enough time for this week. Marilyn, back to you.
Well, I'm not going to let you run away quickly. We definitely need to make sure that we get what we need from our healthcare system. And that your talk about dementia, yes, I'm really looking forward to pursuing that because I know it's something we all have to be aware of and deal with. And the fitness and everything that CARP is doing. That's why I have a CARP card. And I encourage anyone listening to be a member of CARP and to find out how you can fight for our rights and fight for things that will make a difference to us, to our children, to our children's children. Basically, Bill, if someone goes to carp.ca/Maryland, they can join CARP. But when they land at carp.ca, are there people and names and numbers so that we can actually pursue this and be advocates like you're talking about?
There certainly are. Under all the topics that we have, anything that we have mentioned and things we haven't talked about, there's always an ability to contact someone or to get more information or make your voice heard. And we encourage people to do that. Our website is extensive. It has a lot of information on it. And by the way, if you're somebody who doesn't do websites yet, there is a CARP phone number you can call, and that'll be on your membership card. And you can call and talk face-to-face with one of our CARP volunteers who will explain in person to you what CARP is all about.
Well, I happen to have that number, Bill. For anyone wishing to participate in CARP or wanting to join CARP, just mention Marilyn because I'd like to know that I've made a difference. And the number is 1-833-211-2277. I'll repeat that. 1-833-211-2277 or carp.ca/Maryland. And the best part is for an extra $10, you can get Zoomer Magazine for a year. So please join me and become a member of CARP and let's make a difference in this world while we can. It will benefit everyone coming after us and it will benefit us as we age as well. Bill, thank you for always inspiring me because it makes me feel so happy I'm a CARP member and I feel that we'll make a difference if we can get people to join the other 330,000 of us.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. We appreciate your support, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn West, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. I've invited listeners who have questions for me as the wardrobe doctor to email me at me@marilyns.ca. That's me@marilyns.ca. Or to call me at 416-504-6777. Nancy did email me. She voiced a concern. She wrote, "I have beautiful clothes that I used to love to wear. They're all hanging in my closet, but my life in retirement is more casual, so my closet is full of quality summer suits that just hang there, and they were expensive. Parting with costly items that still fit me has proven difficult. Any suggestions on how to make my clothes work for me?" My reply to Nancy: clothes need to fit all aspects of who you are, Nancy. They may fit your body, but not your lifestyle in retirement. Review your items as separates. Assess your tops and jackets apart from their matching bottoms. Try them on and consider how you feel in them and when you would wear them. Consider the jackets as third pieces to your casual outfits. Will they feel good with sleeves rolled or pushed? Worn open more casually with t-shirts or your jeans or tights or sweats. Your blazers and bolero style jackets can complete casual outfits and be less formal when you treat them differently and roll the sleeves and relax them and slip them on without fastening the buttons formally. If you can see your blazers in a more casual context and they make you feel good, then keep them and wear them this season. Experiment and play and incorporate them into your look. If not, think of people who are working and seeking to pull a business look together and release your jackets, knowing you'll do a good deed and you'll make others happy. Review your bottoms the same way. Are there skirts or pants you'd wear with simple tops and sandals or athletic shoes or sneakers? If so, keep them and enjoy using them in a more casual context. If not, find a recipient, either an individual or an organization, who'll make use of your tops and bottoms. Do consider keeping a dark suit for somber or more formal occasions. Your objective? Assess what you have with the lens of Nancy in her current lifestyle and edit without remorse. What you had, expensive or not, served you in the past, and what you have now, viewed with a fresh perspective, can serve you today. You'll be shopping your closet, and what you keep, you'll enjoy wearing. I invited Nancy to set a date and time with me to visit me, Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, and bring anything she wanted to review with me, so we could experiment and play and rebuild her wardrobe and her look. Retired Nancy could look her best, enjoy her clothes that are in her closet, and if she needed to add a few things, she would. This season, Nancy will have a great new look. Any woman listening who has clothes in her closet and yet feels she has nothing to wear can reboot, reassess, and pull what looks great and use it as a foundation for a current, stylish summer wardrobe. To do this, all you need to do is call me, Marilyn Weston. I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor and personal stylist and help you find your best path to a stylish, comfortable wardrobe for summer 2022. It's the perfect time to do it and get your look together. To reach me directly, you can call 416-504-6777. And a quick word to Vivian. If you're listening, I look forward to meeting you this week and seeing the clothes you have in your closet with the price tag still on them. Together, we'll examine them and determine what you're not wearing and why, and either make them work or learn why they didn't or don't. We can learn from them, and they'll be useful because you'll learn from your mistakes and make the best of them. Any woman can dress to be comfortable and look her best and use her clothes to highlight her best features. It's all about understanding how to make clothes fit all aspects of you, beyond just your body size. You have a mind, a heart, and a lifestyle to consider. And I, Marilyn Weston, will gladly be your wardrobe doctor and help you. Call 416-504-6777. We'll set a date and time for a personal appointment and we'll get started. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week's topic, improving memory. As you get older, certain aspects of memory normally decline, but that does not mean you are powerless to protect your brain as you age. In fact, there is a lot you can do. Certain lifestyle measures can help, according to several medical associations, including the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle measures that promote brain health include activities such as exercising regularly, receiving ongoing mental stimulation, eating a healthy diet, reducing stress, and getting a good night's sleep. In addition, to the extent possible, it's important to protect your brain from injury and other assaults that can damage your memory and increase the risk for dementia. Physical fitness goes hand in glove with mental fitness. The more exercise you get, the better. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation on how to get started to improving your memory.
I definitely want to protect my brain and keep it as long as I'm alive. So I'm a client, and I'm convinced exercise keeps me sharper. If you're interested in finding out more, simply call Christine and find out what the health coach can do for you. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us with her weekly happy story. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You may remember that last week I spoke about a tale of two clients. Well, I'd also like to share a little more, having obtained permission from one of them. The ones who demonstrated grace, compassion, and generosity with each other and with all of the members of our dream team at Moving Seniors with a Smile. The client had just published a new book when I began working with them. And yes, trying to be supportive, I purchased the book. It honestly would not have been a book I would have instantly gravitated to on the shelf, but having been impressed by this client, her presence, intelligence, and sense of humor, I decided to open it a few weeks later. Well, it became my go-to bedtime reading, and I'd read a few pages and genuinely look forward to reading more each night. I found it one of the most honest and illuminating books that I've read, and I'm not normally a poetry lover, but I found Jinx's poetry woven through the pages simply incredible. For any of our listeners who might be interested in reading something a little different and very, very, very illuminating, it's titled The Light of God's Shadow, Musings, Stories, and Poems on Waking Up by Jennifer Jinx Hoffman. And it's available through Amazon or through Spiritual Directors International, of which she's a member. I found wisdom in this client's very personal book, and I was honestly blown away by the vulnerability that she shared throughout its pages. Sometimes we just have to venture a little out of our comfort zone and be open and yes, present to life's humanity and mysteries with all of its joys and its pain. I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to work with Jinx and her husband Alan when they moved and to have the opportunity to read her The Light of God's Shadow, Musings, Stories, and Poems on Waking Up. It was a surprise and a delight.
The Light of God's Shadow. Thanks for sharing the title. I'll check it out. And thank you for being you. I've had such nice calls about families that have used you to downsize and move. And you do leave people smiling. If someone wants to talk to you about a move in their future, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106. Moving Seniors with a Smile. Lori Bell and her dream team. You can't go wrong when you plan a move and you include them in the conversation. Thank you, Lori, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great week, Marilyn.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Someone said failure is success in progress. We each can pursue our goals and do whatever we feel necessary to live a good and satisfying life. Our perspective can stop us in our tracks or foster us in our efforts to move on. Fear of failing need not impede our efforts. Look upon it as unfinished success. Samuel Beckett repeatedly said, fail, fail again, fail better. And so we can. We can learn and then try again, armed with more information gleaned from the benefit of our experiences. Failure may make us pause, but what we do afterward will be enhanced by what we've learned from our failures. The From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly answer questions and guide anyone. We each offer a complimentary consultation, and our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's my website, marilyns.ca. Click on radio and then again on sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Next Saturday will be July 9th, and at 8 o'clock, we'll be back here on Zoomer Radio and hope you'll join us again so we can speak from a woman's perspective. In the meantime, have a great day. A wonderful holiday weekend and a fabulous week. Bye for now until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.